Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We're here to treat you good. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Marlowe with our weather. Brittany, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
We're doing good. We're doing good all over here. Mm-hmm. We have not seen the sun in days, Brittany. So as our expert on the sky and weather, there is still the sun out there, correct? Like it's still there.
You know, I saw it yesterday.
All right,
Brittany's got the sun on speed dial.
Thank you, Britt. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate that. Really do. I was a little nervous about that. In all seriousness, Brittany, we are seeing possible, if not record, temperatures this week. Is that what you're seeing?
Yes, we are still going to be flirting with potentially breaking some records this week. I don't know if we're going to get there today. The record is 48 degrees. We're going to rise to about the low 40s, so close to it, but not quite there. Either way, still mild and nice. Now, the sun is supposed to peak out today. It should be here by late this morning into the afternoon hours, and we actually stay partly clear through tonight. So it should make an appearance. Like, I do have it on speed dial. It is supposed to be here for the rest of the week as well. And so are those mild temperatures, too. So a little bit of spring.
Not bad, not bad. Yeah, we appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for that. The update. Anything else you wanted to get to us, or anything? Did you want to talk sports? No, I'm just kidding, Brittany. We appreciate you so much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. You have a good one. Brittany joins us every day, right at this time slot, to get us an update on Mother Nature and keep us up to date on everything going on.
When was it 48 degrees? That's what I want to know. Yeah, when was the record set?
I meant to ask that, and I got sidetracked.
That's all right.
Yes. Oh, that's a good question.
But still fascinating. Wow.
Yeah. It's a warmer one out there, and we're going to make sure to keep things hot around here. No, that didn't sound right. No, wait a minute. What? We're going to get into a couple of fun things this morning. Of course, in a little bit, we will get into our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club.
All right.
Looking forward to that. We're also going to get into a Colorado woman finding out she's running for president.
What? Yeah. I am? Well, how about that?
It's just an interesting
You're
one.
You're a woman?
Wow. a lot of things popping up right
turn.
Now. A lot of things. Yeah, a lot of twists. Our morning show is known for twists.
It's known
for our twist endings. Nobody sees coming.
Twisty like that.
We'll get into that in a little bit later. We're also going to get into how middle-aged are you? We have a list here.
Middle-aged.
Of 15 questions, and each question is worth 1 point.
Okay.
So we're going to play the game, and you guys at home have to play along as well. We're not going to do this just ourselves. You guys, misery loves company. You got to do it with us, everybody.
I feel like I've been middle-aged for like 15 years already.
I think I'm going to be on the far end of middle-aged.
Yeah, that's what it feels like anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was born a serious little old man. I've always been middle-aged.
So you've always been middle-aged?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting to where he needs to be now.
Midlife crisis is just never-ending for you.
Right. That's why I have the long hair. That's why I did, you know. We will get into plenty of fun there. Before we wrap up the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have our friends from Quality Plus Printing join us with a Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Word up.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Nice. I like that. That's got to be the theme music for that segment now.
Word up.
Word up. Yes, that's it. That's it. We got it. We nailed it.
No. Say no 1,000 times no.
Oh, no. It's definitely going to happen. Melissa doesn't want it. Yeah.
We are looking for...
I'm writing a letter to the producer. It will not be nicely worded, Seth.
We also look forward to hanging out with Phil a little bit later in 9 o'clock hour. Going to have some entertainment news for you. A couple of other fun stories I want to get to, like we've got prop bets, Taylor Swift Super Bowl prop bets.
Oh, boy.
And we have a bunch of new emojis coming out. Get into those. And a couple of that, like one or two That Ain't Right stories I have to hit on. Some interesting ones. In our entertainment section, we're actually going to get into another interesting one with the Grammys this weekend. 35 artists who have never won a Grammy.
It's probably surprisingly. I've never won a Grammy.
I am number 29.
Okay.
I am, yes. We are going to get into some fun stuff.
It's amazing. I mean,
since
you've never even released anything, but still, 29 on the list. Amazing.
What is that? Spoons and Penguins or something?
Yes,
like that?
Yes, yes. Penguins and Planes. Penguins and Planes.
Penguins and Planes.
That was my band.
There was spoons somewhere.
That's his instrument.
That's what I play.
He plays
the spoons. I play some wicked spoons. Yeah. Okay. All acoustic, too. All acoustic. I'm not one of these young people, you know, pulling my spoons and going electric. No.
Electric spoons.
Please stop me.
That's the name of my band, Electric Spoons.
Yeah, I like that. New band name.
Electric Spoons.
We kicked the show off right here. A new month is right around the corner, but first let's take a look back at January of 24. Google Trends put out a list of the top who, what, when, and where, and why questions America Googled last month.
Okay.
Here's the top search ones we have. At number one, who won the Golden Globes in 2024?
Oh, makes sense.
They were January 7th, and obviously a lot of people won awards, but the big one was Oppenheimer, the one, mm-hmm. Of course. But a lot of people they missed the awards. They wanted to see them, missed them. So there was a little bit of that. The second biggest question we asked, what happened to Martin Lawrence? He was in a throwback segment at the Emmys, and fans were worried after he seemed to slur his words a little bit. He's had some health issues in the past, but people in his camp said he's fine and recently wrapped up Bad Boys 4 with Will Smith. Will be out on June 14th.
There's a Bad Boys 3?
There was a 3.
I didn't even know that.
No, they skipped 3 and they went straight to 4.
No, that's fine, too.
I don't know if anybody would have noticed.
I'm not going to watch any of them, so yeah.
Oh, I admit, I will own. I watched all of them, yes. I watched all of them. When is Martin Luther King's birthday was the third question we asked. Martin Luther King Day is always the third Monday of January. This year, that also happened to be his birthday, January 15th.
Ooh, coincided. Very cool.
I always think it's cool when that does happen.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Our fourth question, where is Bill Belichick going? He and the New England Patriots parted ways this month after 24 seasons, 6 Super Bowl wins, arguably the greatest coach of all time, just a handful of wins away from the all-time wins lead of Don Shula. So where is Bill Belichick going? To the CBS booth or the Fox booth?
He's not coaching anywhere by the looks of it, so he's a mouse.
It is the oddest thing, and I like the group that I got here, because Melissa, if I told you the greatest coach of all time, arguably the greatest coach of all time, hands down, more Super Bowl wins than anybody, becomes a free agent and could be a coach of any team, and then I tell you nobody wanted him. Doesn't that pull your journalistic brain out a little bit? And like wait a minute, that seems interesting. Why would that be?
I don't know, James. You said sports, and my brain shut.
Gotcha. Understandable. Completely understandable.
I heard Bill Belichick. Yada, 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 blah blah blah. Yep, that's about what I heard.
Mel's got to get up early. Your naps where you can. Quick naps wherever you can. I completely support you. The last question on here? Why did Justin and Jessica split? Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Okay. So that they briefly stopped dating way back in 2011. Then rumors swirled that they might split up again after 10 years of marriage. But she was with him at SNL last weekend. Blah 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 blah. Whatever Melissa was just saying about sports, that's
you
how
got
I get
it right
with
now.
Relationship
yeah.
stuff. Like, this isn't my business. Like I don't care.
Yeah, we don't really care.
It's not
really
that care. I want to stress, when I say I don't care, it's not that I don't care about the people. I wish them well. I have nothing against either one of those people. Well, Justin Timberlake a little bit, but to each their own. I just don't care. I will never understand the obsession with wanting to know what other people are doing with their hearts.
Right. And it's not like we wish them harm or we don't wish them a bad relationship or anything like that. No. It's like, dude, your cashier at the gas station, do you care who they're dating?
Yeah.
It's like they've got a job. It's different. Yeah. But I don't care.
Is the cashier cute?
I I like the idea of the tabloids getting so desperate that that's what they start doing.
Going to gas stations.
Yeah, yeah. Just checking out just random people and everything.
At your local Quick Stop, there's a young and handsome young man just looking for love.
They would deserve it. The paparazzi would deserve that. I would love to see every celebrity do what Daniel Radcliffe does and just wear the same clothes whenever they're out and about and all that.
Could they do that for like a solid month?
Yeah.
Just that'd be hilarious.
How crazy the tabloids would go.
That would so... Oh, man.
They'd actually have to learn what work is and what actual journalism is and everything. Please come right at me, paparazzi. Please. Like, oh, no. Oh, no. TMZ's coming after me.
Oh, no.
Hard-hitting journalists. Please.
Now, they probably have to work hard at what they do.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they have an audience. Obviously, they sell papers.
Mm-hmm. You're very right about the audience part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. There's
I don't
definitely
know what they sell.
Yeah. They don't even know. They sell human misery. They sell.
It seems that way.
That's
yeah.
what they. That is exactly what their stock is. All human misery. That's what it is. And you're absolutely right, Melissa. It is very difficult going through people's garbages and stalking human beings. Apparently, legal stalking. That's okay.
Yeah that's that, weird. Like, yeah. See, what
how
the,
is
what?
That all right?
Yeah.
How is that okay to just sit outside a New York apartment building
with
for
a,
hours and hours
camera.
waiting for somebody to pop out or something? How is that okay? Why have we all right made this all right in society? I'll never understand
real
that.
Real money with online betting.
Yeah.
They have to do is sit there all that time.
There you go.
On their plate.
You got it.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Melissa. Take a time out. We'll come back. We'll do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Happy birthday.
We did that one yesterday. We did that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
There. There. He's even labeled the bumpers now, and I still did that. I still did that. It's time to do
we'll
some.
Let you have a pass.
Yeah,
time to do some celebrating with the Birthday and Anniversary Club, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Mm-hmm.
A big shout out to our new sponsors, El Cafe, sponsoring the segment. We appreciate the gang over there. Visit them; they're open right now. El Cafe is a wonderful small town diner with a quaint menu located at 221 Market Street, right in beautiful Port Edwards. And if you join them on their Facebook page, be sure to like their page. About an hour ago, they put out there that they are going to have some country fried steak and eggs, or come over for their spaghetti and meatballs for lunch.
Ooh.
That doesn't trip you.
Sorry, guys. I'm out.
Yeah, we lost Melissa. Understandable. She's going to do some reporting on those foods
that's
we just talked
excellent.
About.
Excellent. I'll take that reporting.
I think that's a good idea.
Don't forget their classic Build-A-Burger or chicken sandwich. Look forward to seeing you over there. Join our friends at El Cafe in Port Edwards. A big thank you to them. We got three possible qualifiers as our final day of January here.
Wow.
Now, since it's a new sponsor, we should probably let everybody know that we are doing things the way we used to do for many, many years. We're going to collect sponsors. Contestants?
Contestants.
Qualifiers?
Qualifiers
sounds better.
Is that better? Qualifiers?
I like people. Qualifiers sounds better. We're going to grab qualifiers every day from the list that you guys give us. At the beginning of every month, we will draw out of a hat one of these names, or I'll make somebody pick a number. And just like that, that person or persons will win two $20 gift certificates from our friends at El Cafe.
That's awesome.
Right.
It's a sweet deal.
It
right?
is.
It's a nice one. Thanks a bunch to El Cafe and the great work that they're we're
and
doing
dessert.
With it. Yeah. Yes. So we got three possible qualifiers here. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
1.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get
really
right into this.
I did like that.
I
had to actually think this
that.
Time. Yeah.
We wish a happy birthday to Bob Liska.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a happy birthday to Kay Stashek.
Happy birthday, Kay.
Longtime listener Kay has joined us many times at events, and we've seen her and a bunch. We wish you a great day, Kay. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, Barb Engelbright.
Oh, happy birthday, Barb.
Enjoy your day, Barb. Hope it's a great one for you.
Congratulations. The last one in for tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll do the drawing. Yeah.
looking at our list, I think we got 31 entries, too. I think we got the complete list. That's awesome. Thank you, everybody. Keep getting those birthdays and anniversaries. Send it to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Keep in mind, you can email any of our staff that way. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, WFHR or WRIL Work. Go ahead and hit us up there. And you can call up and join the conversation. What you do is you pull out your rotary phone. and you
dial 0 for the operator.
Yep, call the operator. And they will put you in touch. No, no. You can call 715-424-2600. Or, of course, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at our celebrity list here. Marcus Mumford is 37, lead singer of Mumford & Sons.
Makes sense.
That's a good band.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that is a good band.
And they're named after him. That makes sense, you know.
Mumford. You're lucky to get in, you know. It's very awkward.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? Yeah. Sorry, you can't be in our band. Even though it's named after you, you can't. Yeah.
Is that what happened to Hootie and the Blowfish? That they were actually, like, there was an actual
there
Hootie.
There was a Hootie,
but
yes.
He got kicked out of the band and Darius Rucker came in. They
couldn't change the name, so they had to just, you know, yeah. Hey, are you Hootie?
What is more confusing or more fun, when a band does that or a band does name it after themselves? I don't know what's better. And we've got like 50-50 on that one in history.
Yes.
You know? It's interesting. Tyler Hubbard is 37, the Georgia half of Florida Georgia Line.
Ooh, okay. I didn't realize that was an actual thing. One's from Florida, one's from Georgia?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that. Oh, that's cool.
Justin Timberlake is 43.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was that close to our age.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see here. Bobby Moynihan is 47, former SNL cast member. I always enjoyed him on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. I always thought he did a good job. And he's got one of the most fun names in entertainment to say.
Moynihan. Moynihan is a great word.
It's a great name. But Bobby Moynihan. You can't help but smile a little saying it.
Bound to be an actor or comedian.
Yeah.
It's a great name to yell out. Moynihan! You know, one of those things. He's in a school thing, yeah.
Kerry Washington is 47. Oh. Olivia Pope on Scandal and plenty of other things. She's good.
Oh, she's your age. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I didn't either. And you wouldn't be able to tell by looking at her.
I was going to say, James, way out of your league.
Incredible actor. Very good.
But she's
actor.
Great. I love her.
She is really good. Portia de Rossi is 51, Ellen's wife, and she is, of course, one half of the Bluths on Arrested Development. she was on Ally McBeal,
yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I had to think about that for a second. She was so darn good on Arrested Development. She was so good on that show.
Yeah.
Minnie Driver is 54.
Wow.
I love Minnie Driver.
She is a great actor. Been around, but I forget sometimes how long she has been doing this.
She doesn't seem. she's been around forever, but I have a hard time believing she's 54.
Yeah,
it's true.
I was doing the same thing, Melissa. When I said her age, I'm like, wait a minute. But did a great job on the TV show Speechless. Ella Enchanted. She was the voice of Jane in Tarzan.
Yes, that was my favorite.
That was good.
And Gross Point Blank.
Yep. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you. It's one of my favorite top 10 cult classic movies of all time, Gross Point Blank, and she is perfect in it. Her and John Cusack were so good together in that movie.
Good Will Hunting?
I was going to say Good Will Hunting.
She was in big movies in the 90s, for sure. Yeah.
Phantom of the Opera, too.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
She was great in Phantom. That's right. Yeah, good one. Another big 90s actor, Anthony LaPena, is 65.
Oh, wow.
He's the guy HBO originally wanted to play Tony Soprano, but he turned it down.
Really?
Yeah.
He could have done it, though. I mean, he's good. He's a good actor.
Oh, he'd have been great. He'd have been no James Gandolfini.
No.
but he'd have been great. James Gandolfini, you needed, like, Anthony LaPena, great actor, not built the same. Like, almost opposite the way he's built.
That's true.
Compared to Tony Soprano, compared to James Gandolfini.
A big guy, yeah.
I think Tone needed to be a big guy.
Yeah.
I think, especially to make it more believable. Anthony LaPena at the time was a bigger name, so I could see the draw to that, but HBO has always done such a... Man, I finally got rid of my kidney stone at about 3:34 last night, this morning. I was up all night.
It was birth.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Yeah, you can look for the announcement in the paper.
I just had to.
Just don't name it, please.
I couldn't get comfortable, so mm-hmm. I knew I wasn't going to sleep. So I stayed up and watched. I'm just going to watch the first episode of True Detective Night Country. I'm just going to watch the first episode.
Sure.
I was up all night. I watched all three. It's so good. Jodie Foster, so amazing.
Yeah. I believe it.
She's good. But with that, I just was sitting there and I'm like, oh, I'm on HBO Max and I've never been on there before. And I'm on there and I'm looking at it and I forget how big HBO's library is and how amazing it is. It's some of the best TV I've ever seen is on HBO. And I don't know many times that they cast, they don't do a perfect job casting. So when it comes to Anthony LaPena, great actor. I mm-hmm. love his work. I did a really good job as Al Capone in The Road to Perdition.
That's true.
But that part got cut out.
Oh,
you can see it in the deleted scenes, though.
Yeah, that's where I saw it. Okay.
Yeah. Great actor. He's one of these actors that I empathize with because he's been number two so many times. he's right there for the role and doesn't get it.
Yeah.
And then with maybe one of the biggest roles he was up for, he turned it down. But good actor. And had a good career.
He's had, yeah, exactly.
Well, and he's also one of those men that gets handsomer as he gets older.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Well, that's not fair.
No, it's not fair. It's not. Somebody is going the opposite way.
You got time to age yet.
Yeah,
we'll give
here's
that
hoping.
Review in another 20 or 30 years.
Nice. You might want to wait another 40.
Yeah, there you go.
Give it another 40. Maybe. Give it a little bit longer.
Then I'm 80.
Harry Casey is 73. He is the Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band.
All right.
Let's see here.
I'm your boogeyman.
Not only that, Get Down tonight. That's the mm-hmm. way I like it. Shake your booty. I'm your boogeyman. Please
Five.
Don't go.
Five number one hits.
Yeah, I didn't realize
Casey and
that.
Yes.
All dance
number
tunes.
One. Yes. I mean, it's amazing.
I did not realize that. And a couple of baseball greats back to back here. First, Nolan Ryan, 77 today.
Oh,
baseball mm-hmm. Hall of Famer.
The Express.
Not only the holder of one of the greater nicknames in baseball history, mm-hmm. but nobody. I will put my name on this. There are a couple of baseball records nobody's going to beat. Cal Ripken's consecutive game streak.
Nope.
And the number of no-hitters thrown by one pitcher.
No, I don't think the strikeouts are going to either be touched.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has the most strikeouts in history, too. There's no way.
Yeah. Nolan Ryan, the most the most intimidating pitcher, Nick, after Bob Gibson. After Bob Gibson, it's Nolan Ryan. Randy Johnson's up there, some others, but Nolan Ryan didn't need to be 7'10" intimidating. He just was. Great. I got to drive when I was in Texas. I asked if we could go like a half an hour out of our way just so we could drive through his hometown. And we did. It was awesome.
Nice.
Ernie Banks would have been celebrating his birthday today. Born in 1931, passed away in 2015. Mr. Cobb.
Let's do it.
Let's play two.
There you go.
Sorry, I should have let you
No.
Do it.
You're the Chicago guy. I'll let you do it.
My dad is going to be talking about Ernie Banks all day, all day. My mother had a doctor's appointment this morning. I want to know how it's going. I want to hear how she is. I'm going to have to go through my father in the Ernie Banks comments and everything to get to that.
You know, it was just not that he was one of the great players, you know, Hall of Famer, all that kind of stuff. He loved it. He had a smile on his face every time he was on a baseball field, and that's why he was so famous. Let's play too.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to play baseball all the time, which was, it's so infectious. It was so great.
Yeah, it's a perfect word to use for it, infectious. Mm-hmm. Even watching old footage of him and seeing him smile throwing a runner out or something like that, mm-hmm. or playing, toss the ball around or something.
Right.
It makes you want to watch the game.
Yep.
Makes you want to enjoy it. And then Carol Channing, born in this day in 1921, passed away in 2019. Hello, Dolly star. One of those early stars mm-hmm. back in the day, Carol Channing.
Yeah, she was wonderful.
She was good. Yeah, she was very good. And Jackie Robinson, celebrating a birthday today, born in 1919, passed away in 1972. Nolan Ryan, Ernie Banks, Jackie Robinson, all celebrating birthdays today on the same day.
Well, We don't need to. I guess we don't need to say too much about what Jackie's done. Yeah, we know what he did. Yeah.
It's impressive too to see that his that still stands. What he stood for, but also his story still stands up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still and still celebrated and everything. It's something that you're right. We don't have to explain who Jackie Robinson is and what he did, and that's pretty cool. And at the same time, it's still so relevant.
Yes,
it's still so hit so much. It's still such a big impact. It hasn't been normalized necessarily what he did.
No.
While it has become normal in baseball, in sports, it's interesting. Like, you wouldn't think it would work that way, but it's just that's how it is.
To your point about that, he was brought up in 1947. Mm. That was before the main part of the civil rights movement. This was before a lot of that stuff happened. He was in many ways a trailblazer. And he was, and lest people forget, he was in the forefront of the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
He was marching with people. He was doing all kinds of things. Yeah. So,
and an amazing baseball player.
Yeah, like, not to let that out there.
Yeah,
and football player.
And football player, that's right. Yeah.
He played
yeah.
football at UCLA and he was amazing.
My top five favorite things in sports is somebody stealing bases, especially home base, and nobody did it like Jackie Robinson.
Nope.
Nobody. One more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to Bob Liska.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, Kay Stashek.
Happy birthday, Kay.
And a big happy birthday to our qualifier, Barb Engelbright.
Barb, happy birthday.
Congratulations, Barb.
Yeah, congrats, Barb and Joy. Be sure to be listening tomorrow when we announce our winner for the month of January. Who's going to win this great set of gift certificates from our friends at El Cafe?
Yeah.
The very first we've gotten to give away.
Yeah,
oh, awesome. That's such a good point. No, you know, it's bragging rights right there. You could say you're the first to win it. It's pretty cool. Join our friends at El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. We'll meet you over there. Have a good one, everybody. We'll be back with some more fun right after our local news here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Gotta hit those horns. Gotta be able to hit them. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope your Wednesday morning is treating you good. We're certainly going to. We're going to have some fun. And we're going to dive into one right here. People complain about the election cycle and who we have to vote for and those things. We are once again in this situation where you get to choose between a old white 70-year-old and an old white 70-year-old man.
Yeah.
At least the way it's looking right now.
Right, right, exactly.
There is still certainly some things to be, you know, hammered out here and everything. But the way, at least by the polls, the way it is looking, we get to decide between two old white 70-year-old men. Again, or Crystal. Yeah. That threw a lot of people, including Crystal. A 39-year-old woman in Colorado named Crystal Gable just found out she's running for president.
Wow.
And she is not happy about this.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
I don't blame her.
She didn't plan to run and doesn't want to, but she'll be on the ballot in Minnesota's primary running as the, quote, legal marijuana now party candidate. How did we get here? Well, she is a marijuana activist, and she's run for political office before. But it happened because she used to be in the party's Facebook group, and they nominated her without her permission.
Jeez.
Ooh.
They thought she'd be cool with it, but didn't check with her. Like, I don't... She only found out because she has a Google alert set up for her own name. Minnesota's primary is March 5th, and it's too late to have her name removed now, so she's actively telling people not to vote for her.
Oh, no.
Wow.
She says we all have a, quote, common law right not to be forced to be candidates, and called the whole thing anti-democratic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like a kind of a shady thing going on there. I mean...
I want so badly for our presidential election to turn into this. to turn into, you know what? No, vote for the other person. No, don't vote for me. Vote for them.
Yeah, there you go.
How cool would that be? How awesome would that be for politics? Like, to see things go the complete other direction.
Of what they are now.
And I got a way to make it happen, everybody. I have the solution to make that happen.
All right.
Quit paying them so dang much.
Oh.
Take away the money from lobbyists.
Yeah. Ooh.
Make them earn minimum wage.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we probably won't have anybody wanting to be politicians.
At all, ever.
But it's a solution. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well,
tell me that wouldn't fix things. We get or at least make things a lot better.
Get a lot of people who run who are already making minimum wage. See?
True,
and
true.
Then maybe they could. And then when they get into office, they're like, all right, we're going to raise the minimum wage.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
See, that is, you were right on, man. You figured it out.
Fixed politics.
It.
Boom.
It's just a, I say it jokingly, but God, I wish it was true. Or I wish it was, there was some reality to it.
Yeah.
I think time travel will happen before that does.
Yeah.
But I'm hopeful. Yeah. I remain hopeful. I want to vote for Crystal. I'm not even in Minnesota, so of course I can't.
But I am
going to use this as a avenue to jump into something else though, because there has been more and more talk in recent months about ranked choice voting. And taking place here in Wisconsin.
Right.
And I continue to hear the same, the only counter to this that people have is, we're not smart enough.
Yeah.
It's too confusing.
That makes me so...
How does that make you... Yeah, I know how it makes... Melissa, I appreciate how it makes you feel, and I appreciate you being a partner on this with me whenever this subject comes up. I'm curious how other people feel about that. How do you feel about politicians thinking you're too stupid to be able to do this? 715-424-2600. Join the conversation. Let them know how you feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
You can also let them know how you feel about that in a couple months when election season comes up.
Yeah.
When it's time to vote on these things. It's... First off,
they're scared of it.
Exactly.
And that's why they don't. That's why they're telling you you're too dumb to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gives you the opportunity to not have to vote just along party lines.
Exactly. Yep.
All of a sudden, you can't just lean on your party. All of a sudden, you have to do this really. And I admit this is really weird and strange. You have to go on your own stance. Like what you stand for. You have to have a platform. I know it's crazy.
That is crazy, man.
Not just a letter in front of your name.
Yeah, not only that, but complaining about the other person. That's all you do is whine and complain about the other person or about other things that have nothing to do with, what are you running on? How are you going to fix the country? How are you going to fix this problem? How are you going to fix that problem? How are you going to best represent me? That's what we should be, of course, asking. That seems pretty basic, but we get away from that quite a bit.
But that's not what politics have been about for a very long time.
Right.
Ranked choice voting makes you focus on that. Not only does it make you make the politician work harder, it makes the voter think more.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think. You can't just, because a lot of politicians that push against this are certainly against the ranked choice voting and everything. I'm also putting this on the American voter as well. Mm-hmm. Like, the act of voting should not be difficult. It should not be hard to vote. But as far as doing your homework, yeah, you should have to. This is important. If you're taking a test, yeah, I got to study. It's the same damn thing. Mm-hmm. Come on. Like, I mean, I'm a little tired of trying to kid glove this subject with people. And, well, you don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. No, do your darn homework.
Yeah.
Look what happens when you don't.
Yeah.
Do your homework out there, everybody. And get ready to vote for
Crystal.
Crystal or one of these random people. I guess. I don't know. We'll take a quick time out. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll be right back with our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday right here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth, Melissa, and James here, and I don't have Word Up set up for me. I don't have that, but we can go right into our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends from Quality Plus Printing. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think that's what we're going to have. We're going to get you some theme music for this segment, but...
Little cameo.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Phil joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Thank you to our friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Phil, how are things going over at the shop?
Yeah, I know, doing really well. We got some big changes happening today, actually. We got some new equipment coming in. Bigger, faster, stronger digital presses there. So I'm going to put out a GoFundMe page and a little hat out front for collections.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's understandable.
But it was time. Our large digital press was beyond its time.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So we had to kick in here. But it's coming today. So we're gearing up to have that change. And then we'll be able to even do a little bit more. So we're gearing up and happy it's happening. But, just a little... Anytime you make a major investment, a little trepidatious, I guess.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
Absolutely. We're going to make sure you're fine. We're going to send some people your way. We're going to make sure to buy local and support local with all of our printing needs heading over there. With something like that, Phil, is that something that not only improves the product for you, but gives you more versatility?
Yeah, it does some different sizes that we haven't done before. It's just like an upgrade in the camera, right? Mm-hmm. It's clearer, faster, the colors are brighter, the definition is even clearer than we've been able to do, even on the digital press, which has always been fantastic. But that being said, it gives us it just produces more.
Very cool.
Quicker than we do, which is one of our specialties, is because we're local and small. And we're able to be nimble and really turn things around in a hurry and surprise people most of the time with how fast we can get jobs done. But mm-hmm. part of that is machines. Part of that is the staff we have here is very hardworking and much done pretty good. So yeah, I'm blessed that way. But definitely looking forward to having this done. We've been waiting for a couple months to make this happen, and so today's the day. So we'll be and we're also getting a brand new phone system from Solaris today.
Ooh, nice! Shout out to Solaris. That's awesome.
Get another local partner, right? Coming in today too, so gonna blow the whole place up as it is in one day. Hopefully,
You got a lot going on over there. You doing some painting too? You're gonna paint the color on the walls and some new wallpaper. Now,
if anybody's got finger paints, want to come help? but it's gonna be a great day. But it's gonna be by the end of the day, really good. And there's more to come, Jay. So I'm really excited. A couple weeks, we'll talk more, but get some more changes coming too. So I guess if I'm going to make a change, I'm going to do it all at once, and so more to come.
Get that, and looking forward to hearing more and more about those changes, Phil. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Well, I've been doing my homework, as it is. So I have this word for you, baronial.
Ooh.
Baronial, the literal meaning is of relating to a baron or a baronage, which, that would be kind of... Just one really quick, simple definition, but it also means like big or luxurious or really cool. In New England terms, wicked awesome.
There you go. Yeah.
But baronial means, hey, we went into this baronial room, like,
Right.
The morning show is very baronial.
It is? Oh, okay. It's your imagination.
That's a fun one. Was that one of your on your calendar, or
The calendar came up with a bunch of crappy words this week.
Yeah. I noticed that with one of mine.
I went out and googled any positive words. Positive words.
There you go.
Gave me like 150 alphabetically, and this is one of them.
It's a good one.
I try to stay positive with these things, but baronial just means really neat place. It's big and, impressive.
That's a good word. That's a good word, Phil. We like
what
that one.
Quality printing is going to be once you finish your upgrades.
That's right.
Nice.
Oh, you wait and see, man.
Nicely done, Melissa. Yes.
We're redoing our lobby here. We're going to have more space up front. A little disco ball thing going on. Walk-in. Probably have cameo playing.
Perfect. We will.
You just need a karaoke booth. Cool. You'll be good.
Oh no! Oh.
We will send some people over your way, Phil, to check out new things you got going on over there. And we're looking forward already to our another word for Wednesday next week. Thanks so much, Phil.
Yeah, we're going to do a morning show remote once we all get all set up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, once you get set up over there, yeah, definitely. Figure out where you want us setting up because we'll be there soon. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I would enjoy that very much.
Sounds good, and we'll talk to you real soon, Phil. You take care, and say hi to the staff over there for us, all right?
Thanks, you guys, too. Have a great day.
You too.
You too,
Phil. Phil.
We appreciate our friends over at Quality Plus Printing getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Go check out some of the cool new things they're doing over there and find out all the things that they're up to at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now. You can give them a call if you'd like at 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to like their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the great things that they're doing over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be back with more fun right here at WFHR. City running through my veins like tiny bubbles in a champagne glass. Make a body levitate. Way, way, way up high. Way, way up high. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to take a quiz, everybody. It's time to take a quick quiz.
Sharpen my pencil here. Yep.
Everybody get ready. And if you got something to write, write down, do some chicken scratch on or something like that. Get ready for that because we're going to play How Middle-Aged Are You? You get 1 point for each of these.
All
okay?
Right.
So 1 point for each of these. We're going to go through them fairly fast and we'll collect our numbers. And before the end of the show, we'll go ahead and share the data. So here we go. How middle-aged are you? Everybody ready at home? Okay, wait. We got to wait until she gets her pen. Okay, you ready? She's all set. Okay, now she's set. Melissa's set. Let's go. You can't sleep past 9 a.m. Darn it. Dang it.
One.
Oh, darn it. Do you need a piece of paper?
No, I'll keep track, okay. Yeah.
You can't start a movie past 9 p.m.
Ooh, that's me.
Oh, that one I can do. That one. Okay.
Nope, I cannot do that. One for me.
You call your children for tech support.
I don't get a point for that because I ain't got kids.
Ah, yeah, see,
luck there. You can abstain from that one, yeah.
Take a win right there, Melissa. Yeah, yeah. I am so close to that, but I haven't gotten there yet.
No, I'm not there yet.
They come out with one new device, and I'll be calling up like, yeah, I'll definitely be doing that, yeah.
How does this virtual reality work?
What's going on with VR? What's VR?
Why am I on Mount Everest?
Just put the glasses on. And I love that idea.
I can't get off this plane.
You used to fix typos with whiteout. Yep. All right.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
Another one. Yep. There's another one. Darn it. All right. No. You've called a 30-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah.
I think I just did that like two segments ago. I think I did like, oh, God, I did it.
I've done it.
In my defense with that one, I've been doing that since I was 30.
Yeah, like, me too, man.
I've always done that. I don't know. I don't know why.
Waiting to do it. I'm like, can I finally call you kid now? Am I old enough?
Yeah. You swap ailment stories with your friends. Yeah, there's another one right there.
Get a point for that one.
I haven't seen
that one. Just gets bigger and bigger. I mean, that's all you talk about at one point. That's all you're talking about.
I have not seen my oldest friend Chris in a while, and we get together, and I swear the first 5-10 minutes we got a football game on right in front of us, and we're sitting here talking.
Oh man, I had this.
It's right here in my back.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Remember
it's,
when we did that move, that play, and you hurt your knee?
Yeah, exactly. You're on Facebook, but not other apps. Okay.
I don't know. Oh, no, that's not me.
All right. Well, you write appointments on a paper calendar.
Yay.
I do still do that.
I kind of do that a little bit. Yeah, I got
all of them.
No, same
my
here.
My rehearsal schedule's on the calendar.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
I wonder, can we expand this a little bit to you still have a paper calendar and write birthdays and anniversaries on it and stuff?
Because if my family does, we
I'm
still do that,
that.
But yeah.
I'm very guilty, and I will always be guilty of this. Yeah, there's no tech they'll ever invent to where I'm going to do my calendars differently.
Yeah,
like, I've always done this. I'm always going
nice
to do it.
To have it on the wall,
it is. I like it. Plus, it's where if I'm thinking, oh, what day is it? That's where I look. I have
one by my desk. I have one in the kitchen.
Yeah. I like calendars. I like getting a new calendar every year. It's fun. I like doing it.
Well, I got free ones.
So. I'm getting all defensive about this.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
My calendars.
Ah.
You're not quite sure how you got that bruise. Oh, wow, yeah.
I've done that before.
That's my whole life. My entire life has been that story.
I do think that was one of our earlier conversations, Melissa. I do, yeah.
Where did this come from?
I always bruise so easy, though.
Mm.
That, yeah, it's not right. That's not fair. You gain weight just by being near food.
Yes. Dang it.
Yeah, well, that one I'm all right with.
Yeah, I think you're fine. You're good.
Yeah. Although I have been warned for the last 30 years, Jimmy, when it hits, it's going to hit hard.
Yeah, maybe, right. Maybe not. I don't know.
I doubt it.
With my, I don't know if my dad's any evidence, and not that my dad, COVID really knocked him down to thin weight again.
Yeah, right.
But before that, he had a bit of a belly, and I never saw my dad with a belly before, and he had one for a little bit.
But if it happens, it's probably not going to be for another 15 years.
Oh, my luck. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, actually, yeah, yeah. You go into the bank to make a deposit. Oh.
No.
Haven't had to do that in a long time.
Haven't had to do that in a very long time.
You've taken a keen interest in bunions and corns.
No, because that's a good one, though. Shoes.
Yeah, yeah. I
like that, though. I love the fact that specifically bunions and corns.
I don't know what it is, but my mom has always been had a rough time with her feet. So it was growing up, it was a big deal to me to take very good care of my feet. I tried to very hard.
Chances are that's, you know, shoes are expensive. And if you go back even 20, 30 years, the shoe, you know, development, I'm actually interested to look into that in the history of shoe advances in shoe footwear.
Yeah.
Because shoe technology.
Enough, yeah. We just wrapped our feet in rags or leather.
Yeah.
Furs, whatever you had handy.
Mm-hmm. Number 13 out of 15, you've dialed a rotary phone.
Yeah. Yep. I've done that.
I'm proud of that one.
Man. Mm-hmm. I kind of liked
it. I know how.
Yeah. I like knowing that too. Yeah. Yeah. You still have a landline.
Yep.
No, I do not. Okay. Sadly.
And you can't find your glasses that are sitting on top of your head.
Yep. Done that.
That's never a problem for me because if I don't have my glasses on, I can't see.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you're good there. But I have done that myself.
I have definitely done that.
Yep.
I've also done it where it's in my pocket and I don't realize that it's there. There's a couple of things.
The
like
refrain
that
in my house when I'm going somewhere, where did I put my glasses?
This will probably happen.
I know I put them somewhere.
After I get cataract surgery and have lenses put in, and then I have to have reading glasses because inevitably that's what happens to all of us as our eyes degenerate.
I need bifocals now. Nah, I really should get them. I need them now.
I understand putting it off. But you know, when you finally get around to it, I bet they're going to.
No, I think it'll be great when I have them. I just
you'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
I can
read.
I've been badgering my mom and dad for years on this to actually go to the eye doctor and get real eyeglasses. They just buy those little $5 glasses.
Oh, the cheap readers?
That's fine if you have like 19/19 vision, you know, if it's just a hair under 20/20 or something but that doesn't make it everybody deserves to see. Everybody should be able to see and see well, especially when you have so much. My dad and his looking at his baseball cards and everything. My mother and her love of reading. For the love of God, get some good eyeglasses.
Yeah.
Be able to see. I'm going to fight you on this.
I shouldn't have to do that.
We collect your numbers, and next hour we will get into how we did on this one.
A big reveal.
Yeah. It doesn't. What I don't like, though, it doesn't really give you an idea of like a parameter, like what's high, what's low.
It doesn't?
Well, 15, I suppose. If you got every one, it's 15. So the highest you could score is 15.
15,
so,
right?
All right. I guess it kind of does.
I guess if it's more than half, then I think that's a good bellwether. I think you can use that. Yeah.
During the break, I will write up the results for us.
Okay. Excellent. Nice. Very cool. And after the break, we will come back with a little bit of entertainment news. And speaking of entertaining, our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters are very entertaining. And we are looking very excited to have them back. And they just announced a couple of things. We had Taylor on with us the other day with Playmakers, and it was great. We made some announcements, and we got to talk about a couple of things. And one of the things that I was looking forward to was the announcement of the 2024 Rafters announcers.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. That came out yesterday.
Andy Jochim and Colleen Kapoor are bringing a wealth of experience to our town to and entertain us and have some fun with us on the radio and TV. That's we're looking so forward to this. Andy is going to be coming to us on the radio. Andy will be our radio play-by-play guy. And Khalil will be on the TV.
All right.
Of course, we'll have them both join us eventually, probably on Playmakers. Looking forward to this and looking forward to Wisconsin Rapids Rafter Baseball 2024.
At least one of them's from Illinois.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We are looking forward to hanging out with you more and more coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.